Mine is one of our Patriots Monday regulars. Running back Sammy Morris is with us. Sammy, how are you?
I'm doing good. I think I lost my voice last night, though.
Did a little screaming and yelling there last night, did you?
Yeah, a lot of it was basically toward the end of the game, though.
I want to talk about attitude and as much as anything else, having your quarterback basically tell the team, as he did apparently with 5.5 minutes left, we're going to score before the two-minute warning, we're going to get the ball back, then we're going to go score the winning touchdown, and then going out and doing it. What does that do for a team when the quarterback's talking like that?
I think it does a lot. I recall him saying, that, we're flat out, we're going to win the game, and, we're going to do what we got to do, and that's when he went into, kind of explain in more detail, how we're going to win the game, and, I guess, how he saw it in his head, and I think that's the, an attribute of a great leader, that he can, get his thoughts and desires, into our heads as well.
Earlier in the game, you were in the unfortunate position of trying to tackle Aaron Schobel as he was running the other way with the screen pass. From where you were sitting, or not sitting, from where you were standing in your vantage point, what happened on that play? Why did it break down?
I guess it broke down, but Schobel just, made a great play. We had what we wanted out there for the screen. With Logan leading out there, and Schobel's athletic guy. He really just kind of jumped up and made the catch.
And how about tracking him down? What was that like for you to put the tackling hat on and try to prevent him from getting into the end zone? That must have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, when I first saw him jump up, I didn't actually think he was going to come down with it. I thought he was just going to knock it down or just bobble it, whatever. But obviously, sure enough, he caught it and started heading to score. And then that was my next thought was, to try and get him to stop from scoring.
There was a bit of a discrepancy last night in terms of passing yards and rushing yards, and a lot of that had to do with coming from behind with the two touchdown drives late and all of that. I assume you feel, and I know Tom said earlier today, he'd like to see a more balanced attack, rushing and passing. But last night, they just didn't give you the chance to do that, it seemed.
That's sometimes the course of a game is gonna, you can go on one plan and sometimes you may have to change it, and you might have to make adjustments after each series or after the half. Obviously they had the turnover and for a touchdown, and we had to get into a scrambling mode. So I think as the game situations are presented to us, I think that's the sign of a good team is being able to adjust and win while making those adjustments.
I wanted to ask you about the adjustments, because another thing Tom said earlier today is that the Bills were showing some coverages that they hadn't shown the Patriots in years. When you guys get to the sideline after the first series or second series or whatever, how much is nuts and bolts, this is what you're looking at, and this is what we have to do to fix it?
It's kind of a mixture, and that goes week to week. You can only prepare for what you've been able to see. That's the way it is across the league. You prepare for so much, and if you're presented with something else in the game, that's when you have to make adjustments to try and counter what they're doing and try and win the game.
I know some guys try to predict what Bill is going to say when he meets with the team. After that game last night, what do you think the coach's analysis will be of the game? And I guess I'm going to ask you about the coach's analysis. I'll ask you yours, too. What do you think of it now that you got out of it with the victory?
I guess let Bill speak for himself, but I know me personally, I just think that it's good to get the win. I would just obviously you got a lot of things to work on, a lot of things to correct. That's basically it. Just play hard as we where we don't put ourselves in that situation again.
do you take much into bulletin board material? Does it matter much to you what the guys on the other side are saying?
Not really. That's kind of, I guess in a sense it's kind of part of the game these days. And I don't really put much stock into it.
Bart Scott said today, "You can't be the best without believing you're the best. So I'm not here to say let me bow down or please don't beat us too bad. Let's go out and play and smash each other in the face and see who comes out on top." While Rex Ryan has backed away a little bit from some of the rhetoric, it doesn't seem as though Bart Scott is yet.
Yeah, and again, that's, I guess in a sense, taking the same approach. We're not going to, as far as we're concerned, the Dolphins won the division last year. So, we're looking at, each game is the most important game. But, just based on who won, our division last year, then, the Dolphins, have that title. I wouldn't expect any less. I don't think any other team would, just bow down to another just based on, hype or whatever it may be. I wouldn't expect anything less from whoever our opponent is that week.
Plus, I can't imagine talking affects football players all that much because, you just watch the game from where we watch it, and you can see talking going on the entire game. I mean, that's par for the course, isn't it?
Yeah, some people a little more than others, and some people none, I guess. But it's a high energy game, very physical game, and again, sometimes the emotions run high.
You got some TV stars in the house. I was in the stadium last night, and I saw the video they showed of you and your three kids. They all look like they're ready to take on this TV stuff I hear.
Yeah, they were really pumped about telling their class about that. Then we also actually the same day we filmed that we did the ESPN For the Love of the Game or For the Love or the Game, with my wife and kids and Lawrence Maroney did that with us. So that was they're getting exposed to the Hollywood lifestyle, if you will.
They looked like they were pretty comfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah, I think my oldest kind of leads, she's the mother hen of the group, and then my son is obviously the cut up. He's the clown of the group.
Now you're Samuel Morris the third. He's Samuel Morris the fourth.
Yep.
I kind of like that continuation thing. I like when a family does that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of boys in my family right now. So that's one, my brother, his wife's actually pregnant, and that's what we're talking about, just kind of keeping the Morris name going and whatnot. And, he's really hoping for a boy right now.
So you should put that on the back of your jersey, or you should be known as Sammy Morris the third. See, that brings an elegant, loftiness to the running back position.
Yeah, well, that's what, when my son was first born, I started calling him Ivy, just the Roman numerals Ivy. I think that looks a little better than the third does. That's just my opinion, though.
That Ivy would look pretty cool back there, wouldn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen that either. I think that the most I have seen is the third.
Well, Sammy, congratulations on getting that win. As Vince said earlier, it's a whole lot better talking about a one-point win than a one-point loss. Best of luck to you next week against the Jets as well.
Exactly. Same sentiments here. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Okay, Sammy.